Yes. Hey, folks, what is going on? My name is Gerald Peters. Welcome to the Money Flow Trading Society's podcast, Mastering Your Trade. I'm your host. Listen, always remember, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. Let's talk about emergency money. Let's talk about not selling your assets when you need money. Let's talk about how your assets could be your bank. Come on, man. Let's keep those assets and let's bank on ourselves, man. For real. Let's get into it. All right, let's get right into it, man. What do you do during an emergency? There are strategies and techniques and things that you could do. And they do come with risk. And I am not a financial advisor, an accountant, or a lawyer. I document my own life. I try to share strategies that I do. Some of these are unconventional. You know, some might seem ridiculously boring and lame and old that just drip money, and some are probably pull your hair out crazy, you know, high risk. And I think there's a place for all of that in your life. The world of investing, the world of finance, the money today, the technology that's available in your hand right now, it's so much. And we have to use the brain God gave us, and you want to think through these things. The worst thing that you can do to yourself is sell assets. The absolute worst possible thing you can do is sell assets that have the possibility to appreciate and or also produce income or passive cash flow. And I'm going to try to give you some examples and some brokerage firms and some apps that you can use if you needed to in a time of emergency. There are basically three brokers that I use. Okay. Number one is E-Trade. I have almost $1 million in 5 different E-Trade accounts. They're broken up into different buckets based on the money flow trading system and my playbook. My buy and hold portfolio is exactly what it sounds. Money goes in, money does not come out. And money compounds. And that is a compounding machine. I've been putting money into that bad boy for 20 years. And now the dividends are over $6,000 a month. And it just produces income. It's all tax sheltered. And it's just growing, and I don't need it. So think about when I do need it, I just hit the switch and that money starts hitting my checking account. The only reason I got to where now I'm 54 years old and I have closing in on $80,000 a year, tax sheltered, dividends coming in every year, which is thousands a month, right? I think it's almost 7,000 a month now. 6,400, whatever it is. Anyway, my goal is to get that to $100,000 by the end of the year, by the time I'm 55. And I'll still have 4.5 years until I can touch it without penalty, because SEP, IRA, these things are sheltered, and you can take them out at 59 and a half. Now, some of you, that seems like a long time from now. It is not. But here's the thing. I'm smart. If I don't touch these assets in the next 4 years, what can I do with $1 million producing $80,000 a year or $7,000 a month? And then it's going to be $8,000 a month and then $9,000 and then $10,000. And by the time I tap it in just four years, my lifestyle can double. It could double. The point that I'm trying to make there is I never get to 10,000, 12,000, 15,000, which my ultimate goal, because you also know I invest in real estate, is 25,000 a month passively. And then, hey, maybe I'll take it easy. Maybe I won't do these podcasts. Maybe I'll just do my newsletter, you know. And all of our playbook, from the B&B trades to the swing trades to the leveraged extreme dividend yields to the blue chips, you know, and then we leverage it and use our trading skills to generate alpha. You know, that's one of my goals, okay? So that's one of the things I'm working for. I can't do that if every emergency, that dream never comes true. If every emergency, I have to sell assets. Warren Buffett is as rich as he is because he never sold his assets. He just kept buying and compounding. And so the whole point to the bucket system, and what breaks my heart is I've watched people who've been under, supposedly under my mentorship for the last 2 and 3 years, blow out of assets to cover mistakes or to pay for whatever or to pay off this or that, whatever the reason. And okay, you momentarily fixed your problem, but now what? How long is it going to take you to ever get back to the amount you sold? How many years will that take? Here's the thing. You gave up the compounding of that amount. Over those years, you're going to have to play catch up. And so you're not going to catch up. You're going to be exponentially poorer. So by tapping your assets, you destroy any chance you have of becoming financially independent. So if you've done that recently, your number one fucking goal is to hurry up and get it right back. You have no time. Time is short. People and God and your family, people are depending on you. You can't keep fucking up. Stop. God is friendly and the universe is friendly to your plans. Act like it. With every spend, is this getting me closer to my goals? I'm not saying you should suffer. I have fucking valet parking. You raise your level as you earn it. You drive nice cars when you can actually pay for it. If you have to struggle to pay for your lifestyle, you have zero fuck chance of ever building wealth. You must live below your earnings. And then you must drastically increase your earnings. And that spread is called margin. Margin is what makes businesses create profit. You are a business. You must create margin. The margin is the money you don't need. You've paid every bill. Everything's good. Now you invest this. Now you have an emergency. You don't go to the assets. That's not a fucking option. It was never an option. Your life should never be arranged or set up where that is ever an option. So if it's an option right now, fix it. Because bad shit will happen to you. People will fuck you. People will lie. They will steal. Family will borrow and cheat and lie. Bad things are going to happen to you. You are required to put a wall between you and these things. That is the whole fucking point of the Money Flow Trading Society. To make you rich so that you stop doing dumb shit. And so it's an order right now. Get your shit together. Everyone. I don't care how smart you are, how cute you are. Get it together. Your debt is not funny and it's not cute. It's actually fucking gross. And you need to see it that way. And selling your assets, you'd rather do anything else than that. The extremes that you would go to before you sold an asset has to be a line you draw in the fucking sand. Do you understand? I can't be more serious about it for you. If you're not willing to fight for these things, then I don't know what to say. Because the reason the 7% run this world is because somehow they figured out how to create margin wisely invest it and not do dumb shit over a long period of time and not be nannies and sissies. And when you call people on it, they start to have, you have to call yourself on it. So listen, there are options. Let's get into the options besides selling. And I don't mean stock options. There are options other than you selling your assets and blowing out. Let's get into that. All right, here's number one. I'm going to tell you what I told my friend Robert Biggerstaff to do. Robert Biggerstaff is a real estate investor, has over 30 doors, goes by the code name Hustle Nation. There's some underscores, I forget exactly. But my friend Robert is not a stock guy. That's not his thing, okay? He was going to put money in a CD or at the bank. It's like, come on, man. You can't have me for a friend and do dumb things like that. It's just, it's not necessary. So here's what I showed him. You open up an M1 finance account, okay? Take your little thumbs and you type and you fill it out. And then he goes, well, how do you do it, Gerald? Shut up and do it. You're a grown man. Sit down and figure it out. This is exactly what I say to my friends. I have no time for this bullshit. We are grown people. You figure it out. You sit down. You download the app, M1 Finance. And then you play with it. Right? This is not difficult. Some of you are like, no kidding, dude. But I'm telling you, there are people that struggle with this simple concept. So you download the app. In the show notes, I'm going to have my link. They'll give me $50 and they'll give you $50. And if you want, I'll send you a screenshot of the shit I own there, okay? So that you can see it. And you can text me if you have a problem or a question, but not as you're doing it. You better have tried to figure it out yourself. Don't ask me some dumb shit that's right there, okay? Put some time in. But I'm more than happy to talk to you about it, okay? So listen, I said, Robert, he goes, yeah, I want to think about putting $100,000 into Southern Electric. They pay a 5% yield. And I said, why are you picking Southern? They're a utility company. They're kind of safe. Okay, I get that. But the reality is utility companies go up and down, guys. It's one of the 11 sectors of the S&P 500, the XLU. He doesn't know all this. He doesn't know about Duke and Edison and all these different companies that are out there that need that you can invest in. He doesn't know that, guys. He doesn't know about the XLU. You could just do the ETF. Doesn't know that. He's not a stock guy. So here's what I said. I said, Robert, open up an M1 finance account and go buy CLM and CRF and GOF, REM, and YYY. Now, I just said a mouthful, okay? That's not difficult. That's it. A couple tickers. Now, if you just want to keep it even simpler, you can just do CLM. CLM is a closed-end fund that pays between 15 and 20% yields. Now, here's the great thing about Cornerstone. They've been in business for like 20 years. Their goal is to pay 20% a year cash distribution. Some years they can, some years they can't, okay? Goes up and down. But here's the deal. They've been in business 20 years. And I said, Robert, if it goes down, that is good. So repeat after me. If it goes down, it is good because my drip is going to buy me more shares at the NAV. Meaning, as this thing drips, your dividends are going to buy you more shares. So if it goes lower, that's good. You're getting them cheaper because it will go back up. Stock market has gone up your entire life. In any given five-year period, it will be higher. And you're going to have more because you're going to be getting a drip. Now listen, he's putting in $100K to wait until he has his next rehab. Or this is emergency money. If a roof, he needs a roof, $35,000, he needs it immediately. He has to go pull it from his cash. I'm like, no, you don't. Listen to me. Go put it in those funds in M1 Finance. Now, once you're over $2,000, so say you only got a grand. You're like, Gerald, I want to get into real estate. I got an emergency fund. Good. Put your emergency fund over at M1 Finance. Now, once you're a client, they're going to offer you other things. They're going to offer you cards. They're going to offer you, they gave me a 5% savings account connected to the account, all these things, okay? But you can buy up to 30 stocks with one fucking click. You don't even have to watch them. You can just transfer 10 bucks, hit a button, spreads it among all 30, go about your day. So anybody, regardless of how dumb they are, could do this, okay? And just go about their day. Once you have over $2,000 in your M1 Finance account, you can borrow against your portfolio. So imagine this. Robert takes his $100,000 or $1,000 or $10,000, whatever it is, and drops it in there. And his $100,000, guess what he's going to make a month? Probably $1,200 to $1,400 every single fucking month. Passive income, doing nothing. Robert doesn't need the money. Robert has 30-something other properties and a business and a side hustle. Robert, like me, works every day because he's rich and wants to get really rich. Robert's goal is $75,000 a month in passive income. Mine is only $25,000, and I'm mentoring him. So listen, that's a goal, right? That's a goal. So I said, Robert, let me help you, man. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. I'm just going to share some crazy shit with you that I do so that I never have to touch my assets. And yes, I have to buy roofs. I got a roof right now coming up, man. I don't want to buy that roof. So here's the deal. The roof is $22,000. Fuck that. I'm not paying $22,000. I will borrow. I'll take that $22,000 and put it into CLM. That just upped me where I can now borrow up to 50% of that. It changes. Some of it's based on your account, how long you've been with them. But I know at a minimum, you can borrow 30%. So I said, Robert, when you do this with one click, they'll give you $30,000 of your $100,000. And you don't start, you only got to pay interest, bro. Meaning you don't even have to pay the 30 back if you don't want to. So you could sit on it for a minute. Maybe it ain't good timing right now. They just want their interest. So they're automatically going to debit the interest from you every month. You paying on the principal. Well, that's up to you. Oh, by the way, remember that $1,400 he's getting every month? Where do you think that's going to go now? Bam. Every month, the loan goes down by $1,400, whether Robert makes a fucking payment or not. So instead of selling his shares or blowing out of his asset, instead of doing that, he could just borrow against his assets. He doesn't remove the compounding. And you're like, yeah, you got to pay it back. No shit. Well, now imagine, but guess what? Because the yield is 15 to 20% a year. Fuck, man. In what, 2 years, your loan will be paid back and you didn't even pay it. And you still got your 100, but your 30 that you took out and spent, that was a loan. You don't have to pay. It is not income. Did I just increase your fucking income? Think about what I just said. Let me back it up. All right, I'm going to back down what I just said. Okay, I'm backing it down. Now listen, I'm using the number 100,000 because that's what my friend Robert had. And I want you to understand what I'm saying. Cornerstone, CLM, CRF. One is basically kind of tracks the S&P. One kind of tracks the NASDAQ, okay? GOF is a real estate firm. AGNC is one. But instead of buying an individual company, these are all indexed, if you haven't noticed. So I said REM. REM owns like 30 different mortgage REITs, okay? And then I said YYY. YYY owns 30 different closed-end funds. So this is as diverse and as wide as he can get in a field that he knows all about, okay? We could even get more, if he wanted to get into it, we could find closed-end funds that use leverage to buy only utility stocks, and he could get 8 to 15% on and be in utility stocks like his original plan. All of this is available. All of this is out there. Are there risks? Yeah, but sitting at home with your thumb up your ass, that is a risk too. Taking no action, that's a risk. Spending your money to cover your mistakes and stopping your compounding is the biggest fucking risk that I could possibly imagine you could bring on your life. So I'm trying to help you, trying to save you in the future, especially if you're young right now, okay? And you got 10, 15, 20 G's. Do not fucking touch it. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't be stupid like everyone else. If you have that money in M1 Finance, you can borrow against it. You do not borrow against it for hookers and cocaine. Okay? That's not what we're doing here. As fun as that is a bad strategy. Okay? I mean, maybe if you were selling the, running the hookers and selling the cocaine, man, don't do that with M1 Finance. That would be a bad strategy too. But I mean, hey, if you're a drug dealer and you need some money, put your money in M1 Finance. And when it's time to reconnect, borrow out your money and let the dividends pay it back and go buy the kilo. Okay, I'm kidding there. Scratch that. Hey, take that off. I was just joking. But listen, seriously, let's say the tires go out. And for whatever fuck reason, bro, you ain't got the money. You don't have to throw that shit on a credit card making what percent? 15, 18%? That's crazy. You have assets. So if your emergency fund is parked in an M1 Finance account collecting 15 to 20% yields, yes, the balance goes up and down. We already talked about volatility is our friend, because only with volatility can we ever buy stuff cheaper. So it's okay if we have a little volatility. We have to agree on this or don't fucking do this, okay? You have to believe in the money flow system. You have to believe in the money flow philosophy that 70% of the time stocks go up, meaning I don't fucking doubt. If there's one thing in this fucking world that I believe in is that the stock market goes up, period. I don't know about anything else, okay? But this I know, and that has made me rich, and so I stay positive, and I don't take on debt, and if I have to, I borrow against my own assets and keep those fuckers compounding. Now, I'm sorry for all the cussing, but I'm getting pissed because of all my friends that sold their assets and probably cut their retirement by 4 or 5 years, cut their date of getting rich by so long, and if they'd have just listened to me and worked this through and leveled up, if they just become more sophisticated, if they learn more about the different types of accounts and funds and things that you can do and the different types of margin. Not every brokerage account is the same. M1 Finance does not do like E-Trade. We're going to get into E-Trade margin and how you can use that too, okay? But this is simple. You don't have to be a trader. You're going to put the money in the safest of things. This is actually fucking what's called fixed fucking income for retirees that need higher income. This fund has been around for 2 decades. So you put your money in there, your emergency money, your savings, your whatever money. And then when you need to borrow money, when you have an emergency, you can borrow against this account and the dividends, because you didn't use your money, you only got to pay back the interest. So my friend Robert, guess what he does? He ain't had it. He ain't had it, but I forget, it wasn't even very long. He already borrowed it out. And I was like, what are you doing? You're supposed to build it up. He said, man, I found a house, man. I found a house. I didn't have any money, man. I found a house. So I tapped it. Just like you said, G, $30,000 appeared in my checking account and I still had the 100 grand. And all I had to pay him was interest. Now think about that. So he took the 30, put it down on a house. 2 weeks later, they had it fixed and rented. His cash flow was $470 a month. $470 a month. He's making $1,300 from Cornerstone. Now he's making another $430. He only owes E-Trade, I think he told me, like $198 or $100, whatever it was, for the interest. Or not E-Trade, but M1 Finance. So do that math, guys. Let's round it to 2. I don't remember exactly what he said, but I know it was close to 4 something on the cash flow, because the cash flow was twice the interest. So guess what that means? He could take the other 200, put it toward the loan. Every 200 that goes in there releases the collateral on his account. And guess what else it does? Increases the fucking balance, which allows him to buy more, borrow more into the future. So as his dividends hit, bada boom, here's what he did. He just said, hey, buy more shares right now. I'll just pay on the interest. And so that's what he's been doing right now while he lets these shares build up, man. So think on that. Think on that for a minute. He's like, man, I'm just going to hit the interest. I'm just going to watch this. And you say, but he's got a loan. Guys, I have $1 million in loans, okay? And on my $1 million in loans, I have almost $4 million in real estate. And on the $4 million in real estate, I collect like $18,000-$19,000 a month. And on that, I pay the bank like $45,000. Thank you. And then what? I got taxes. I got insurance. The spread is called margin. Well, guys, I got 17 houses. What if I need 2 roofs tomorrow? Should I go sell my stocks? Should I blow out a Bitcoin that's going up at 100% a year on average? And yet people still sell it. It's averaged 100% a year and people sell it to cover what? To do what? To buy what? What could you possibly be doing with the money that's better than 100% a year? Nothing. They just don't think this stuff through. They never elevate to the level of sophisticated investor. Okay? You have to elevate your game. You have to have self-control. So you don't day trade with this. You're not swing trading with this. This is not what this is. This is you parking money, collecting money passively from this closed-end fund, and then borrowing against it when you absolutely need the money. Or in the case of my friend Robert, he's figured out he's fucking banking on himself. He's like, fuck, dude, I'm gonna put $1 million in here. I'll never pay for a house again. That's how he's seeing it. So he's seeing the possibilities. This actually is banking on yourself. But back to what I said, and I showed him. I said, hey, Robert, keep the cash flow in your pocket. Your interest, what did you say? It was like $200 a month? He's like, yeah. Well, fuck, dude, you're collecting $1,200 to $1,400 from you know, CLM, CRF, and all those funds. Cool. Just have it go to cash, bro. It automatically goes to cash, by the way, guys. And then just push that to the loan, to the principal, just every month. And you don't pay. So let's say in that scenario, you're actually in a pickle. You lost a job, whatever you had to pull the money out to go do, okay? In other words, if you're in a really good financial situation, you could actually just borrow against your assets to buy more assets. And then as those assets collect income and appreciate, you can borrow more to buy more, which compounds it larger. And then when you get to a size where you're cool, you could just set all the dividends to just start paying down the loan for you until you either pay it off or get it. You get what I'm saying? And the more you can do this sophisticatedly, then you can structure it. And some of them, you could have a 1 or 2 year payoff, 3 year payoff, you know? And at the end, you still have all your assets. Does that make sense? So, you know, it, and here's the other thing. You could have the assets paying down the loan and you just keep buying more assets. Now, some of you are going to think, well, that's Peter to Paul. No, it's not. Because the assets are going to continue to compound. Do you get what I'm saying? The price appreciation will be there over time. And here's the thing. Let's say the shares come down big. Stop paying on the fucking loan. You drop down to just paying interest and you buy shares cheaper now. And guess what? With more shares, you get more passive income, which will allow you in the future to pay it down faster. But you can't do any of this if you don't become sophisticated, if you don't learn about different types of accounts and brokerage accounts and margin. Okay, and M1 Finance is one of the simplest. You can create 30 stock pies, click of a button, $10 goes in there. And once you have over $2,000, you can borrow against your account without selling your fucking stocks. And so people that only have $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, and then something happens and they need a refrigerator right now. Instead of having to go and sell your crypto or sell your stocks like I see people do, you just borrow against them. And then when you wake up tomorrow, you need to get that shit paid back if it's small so that you don't owe and you can get back to fucking earning. You get what I'm saying? Or, and if you say, well, I can't this month, cool, just pay the interest. Dividends will cover just the interest. And they're only going to loan you either 30 or 50%. We're not going to have a fucking, even in a 50 fucking percent collapse, you put a little money and you're good. There's no margin call because you're not buying dumb stocks. You're not buying Airbnb and Dash and SoFi. That's not what you're doing with this. If you're going to borrow against it, you're buying the safest of shit. And then if you're going to leverage, you're going to buy other safe cash flow and shit. This is not complicated. Okay? But you're going to have to actually care that you want to level up. And this is why it's so important to stack money, man. That is it. Your goal in life, stack money, invest it. Yes, enjoy life. I'm not against any of that. I see these dumb analogies that are like, well, if you're obsessed with money or making money or getting rich, somehow you're not going to enjoy life. I have a grand fucking time. It's Friday. I have no job. I'm on my way to my house in New Orleans right now. I have three houses for me. That was the terrible thing pursuing financial independence did. It destroyed my life. And now I got to live in three houses and have no fun. While you're going to be at work today, I'm on my way. I was just talking to my buddy. I'm going to do the weekend for St. Patrick's Day. I got no boss. No one to fucking ask if I can go. I can just leave. So I just leave. I'm trading in the car. I'm recording this in the car. Thousands of people will hear this. That is available to anybody in America, anybody in this country, in a 7 to 10 year period. If they don't fuck up and they apply themselves, can build a foundation that will make their family wealthy for generations if you don't raise dipshits and you teach them as well and hold them to the same standard that you hold yourself to, that our family, we work to buy assets that appreciate and produce cash flow. And oh, along the way, we got to pay some bills. You have to flip the equation. You have to begin to live now like other people won't, so that you can live the rest of your life like other people can't. Come on, baby. Don't work till you're 65. Call it around 40. Goddamn. At 38, I became a millionaire. Some of you guys in your 20s, if you don't, it's just because you chose not to. Get into the book, The Science of Getting Rich. Come on, man. Join me. I'm sick of being the only fucking guy during the day sitting here playing with his charts, going over to get a beer, and everybody else is at work, man. I'm fucking tired of it. Let's go, man. Let's go. Fix your buckets. Get your head right. In 36 months, you'll be fucking shocked at what you could do, okay? Now, if you're good and you have accounts and you don't need to borrow against, this message wasn't for you, okay? But listen, if you're the kind of person that often taps your stuff, this is an option for either your emergency money, shit underneath your bed, you know, maybe, you know, listen, my wife don't even know what's in my M1 account. I got more than a year's income in there. Nobody even knows about it. How about that? How about that? Think about that. I've been building it and building it and building it. I got the Sky Dweller Fund. Man, I have a good time with this shit. And I started it with $100, okay? It's six fucking figures now, what I have in M1 Finance over the last year and a half. Okay, the Sky Dweller Fund's up, well, was up till today's pullback, up 31 fucking percent on the year. 31%. But it's leveraged, and so I know that. It moves up and down. Guess what I do? I borrow against it. I borrowed against it at the highs, parked that money in cash in the account, and I'm just paying interest. Guess what I'm paying the interest with? Guess what? The dividend shares that are in the portfolio. So I borrowed out the money, and guess what I'm doing? I'm just waiting on a correction. So I can take that money and try to buy the bottom. And it's diversified. I own Bitcoin, Bito, that pays a dividend. I own TMF, the leveraged bonds. Hopefully they go up when the market goes down. I own the Qs, I own the S&P, and then I own the QQY and the JEPY. It's up 31% with a 29% dividend yield. And guess what the fucking interest is? Guess what the interest is? And I'm going to do it when it's smaller. Get this. I collected at one, when I was getting this going, 100, that 1 month was $175 in dividends. Okay? 175. Guess what the interest payment was on that? Just the interest, not the loan. $19. Meaning if I just want to pay interest, it's 19 bucks. Okay, cool. Here's your 19 bucks. And then what? I put more money in more shares, which what? Allowed me to borrow more money. So I just put money in every day, put a little money, at the end of the month. They go, oh, look, you got all this cash and all this money. You can borrow some more if you want to. Cool, let me borrow it and park it. I'm waiting on a correction. And guess what? If it gets close to the margin, that's okay, man. I'll put the cash back in. The dividends are paying it. So I raised a big war chest for the upcoming dip. I don't know when it'll happen. I'm not paying the interest. I borrow the money out. I park it in cash. I let the IW or the QQY and the JEPY pay, not only pay the interest, but put an extra 100 or whatever it is, 160 a month. Now it's much higher, but that was when I was working all this out. I let that put into the account. I take that and I buy either BitTo, TMF, UPRO, or the TQQ, whichever's the stage one, baby. It's perpetual money machines. Oh, and we could take that. That cash is a hedge. I don't know what do you think? What do you think? So I'm at 20% cash, not my cash, their cash. I went ahead and got it early. I'm gonna let these dividends start paying it back. But those dividends can withstand a large interest payment. So what am I gonna do? I'm gonna load up on the TQ and the SP and the UPRO and BitTo and bonds and fuck, man, you know I'm gonna, and when they come down, I'm waiting on that. And in the meantime, I'm gonna push my money into the QQY and the JEPY in that account. Right now, I'm putting $25 a day. I'm rotating one, this one, next day, next one, so that dividend keeps getting bigger. So that when we go into the correction, I ain't got to worry about making no payments, and I can take their money and buy the UPRO and the TQQ. Man, I've been working on this. There's so many things you can do. You just can't get in here and fuck around, okay? You got to stick to the plan. You got to be disciplined. But if I needed it, I could bring that money home right now and do something with it. And I got collateralized. I didn't have to sell my assets, and I damn sure didn't go to a bank. And my assets are going to pay the loan back. Man, I'm going to leave a link down here for M1. If you're good, don't worry about this. If you just want to play with it, I would. Anything over $2,000, you can borrow. So if you're kind of guy like me, you got money, a little bit of money, man, open up. You could just open an account, get it over 2 G's. And if you want, I'll screen you a screenshot. Now this, the one I have it in is a super high risk. So you saw the market's up, right? I'm up 31%. Well, when the market goes down, this fucker goes down. But to be fair, we had an historic event happen that had never happened before. Bonds were completely destroyed as the stock market went down because of Federal Reserve and all their bull shenanigans. That's never happened before. And here's the cool thing. Owning a triple leveraged fund where bonds fell over 80% down, the QQQ fell 50%. I'm in the motherfucking triple leveraged. But guess what I did? I bought every stage one. And guess what I did? When it goes stage four, I sell half of the TQQ. I sell half of the SPY or UPRO. I sell half when they go stage four. Same on bonds. I take profits in Bitcoin. And so I do a very simplified money flow strategy. When the market goes down, I own less shares. I build huge cash reserves. When the market appears to bottom, I start to drip the money in. Very fucking simple. If it breaks without me, cool. I'm doing this for the rest of my life. Got plenty of time. I'll just take that money into the, you know, whatever the next stage one is. 6 positions, rocking and rolling. I'm trying to get that to a quarter of a million so that I can borrow out and pay cash for houses. Cash, baby. Fucking cash. And use my own money and not sell the assets. Okay? And if I can have it at 200, a quarter of a million, I ain't got to worry about drawdowns. I'll be able to pay it between the renter paying me cash and the dividends paying it back. Come on, man. I don't know if your brain can even comprehend what I said. Listen up. I'm going to put it down in the show notes. My link. Yeah, they're going to give me $50, but I think they give you $50 too. So cool. Play with it. If you don't like it, fucking close it. Take your money back, man. Again, not an advisor, not a financial advisor, not an accountant. I'm not even a priest or a rabbi, but I do counsel people. If you'd like to book a one-on-one, you know what's up. Hit me up on the DM, the PM, the email, or, you know, it's going down in the DMs. I'll holler at you guys, man. Money flow for life. All right, man. All right. That's as good a place as any to wrap this up. I babbled on and on. I think you get my point. There's a lot of ways to look at assets, borrowing, credit cards, lending, credit, and assets. But I know this. Assets give you power. Assets give you advantage. And if you keep giving them up, you lose the most first component of becoming a millionaire. Time. Time times amount. The yield doesn't matter if you don't allow yourself time for those assets to multiply and if you don't have amount. I've seen so many people set themselves back over, build up a little bit, start over, build up a little bit, start over. They didn't need to do that. They needed to learn how to invest. They need to learn how to trade. They need to learn how to look at charts. They need to understand how to value assets. They just needed to take control of their financial life. They needed a renewing of their mind. They needed to commit to this process of the millionaire code, the way, man, the path. It's all you have to do. You have everything you need inside of you. And on the way out, let me say this. I just got this in the mail. Credit card, 19%. I pulled up M1 Finance to see what the current borrowing rate is when you borrow against your own assets. 7%. And get this. I borrowed earlier, a year or two back, at 3%. 3.5%. And I bought Bitcoin with it. So think about that. Meaning I could borrow against my assets. You can borrow against your assets in a good market and a bad market. And if you know what you own and you know what you do with the money that you borrow, or you use it to get yourself out of trouble or out of a bind or whatever it is you need it for, and you get to keep the asset and get to let it grow and multiply, man, come on, man. You can build some wealth. Listen, I'm not a financial advisor and I'm not advocating that you borrow money to get out. I'm saying this is a possibility. Don't give up those assets. Fight for it. God bless you.